how the brain gets all tangled up. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Alzheimer's disease is characterized by the presence of sticky protein deposits in the brain. Though scientists have studied them for decades, they still don't know what role they play in the disease. Now, Northwestern University physician Vincent Crines and his colleagues are trying to figure that out by first learning how they form. He says the deposits come in two distinct types, plaques and tangles.
So plaques are deposits of protein fragments called amyloid beta on the outside of brain cells. And tangles are made up of a protein called tau, and they're on the inside of brain cells.
The researchers ran tests on brain cells from mice, rats, and humans. They found that plaques are what trigger tangles to form. Plaques signal the brain cells to cut up normal tau proteins, thus allowing them to fold into tangles. Crines' colleague at Northwestern, biologist Skip Binder, co-authored the study.
By understanding the mechanism of the disease, we can design drugs to inhibit this mechanism. This is how drug discovery works.
But he cautions that any treatments based on this research are years away. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.